talk New York sports here. The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, right back at it on The Fan in New York. Feels good to win, right? Feels good to get a couple wins, right? It's different when you can sit on the couch and enjoy a win. Two different kind of wins. We'll talk about both tonight. Dial 888-808-1019 to get on the line one time. Another KM to AM. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Mike Brown had his press conference today. We'll get into a little bit of that. We'll take a look around Major League Baseball at some point. But the Mets win 7-6 in extras. And the Yankees blow out the M's 10-3. Probably should have been 10-0, but yeah, let's get into it. Let's unpack it. We'll take a bunch of calls. We'll pass the time till 2 a.m. Let's start with the Mets. Only because I think the Mets win was more of a make-it-happen Mets win, a satisfying win, a win that maybe you didn't think you would have. The Orioles are trash. Like, they're really trash. And you can't go down to Camden Yards and lose to this Baltimore Orioles team. And they did not. And it was a quiet game in the beginning. The bats were quiet. And they've got this guy on the mound who had an immaculate inning. I mean, sometimes they throw a guy like Brandon Young out there against this vaunted Mets lineup. And baseball is going to baseball. He goes 5 1/3 with 5 hits. 2 runs, 2 earned, 6 Ks, giving up a homer. And tonight we're definitely going to talk about young Ronnie Mauricio. Like, Mauricio was a guy that a couple weeks ago we were talking about. Is he going to get DFA'd? Is he going to get sent back down, rather? Is he going to get optioned when Vientos comes back? Is it going to be him or Jared Young? And, you know, how are they going to keep these guys? I mean, he's ahead of Vientos right now. And I think the more he plays, the more confidence he's going to have. And he parked one in right field in Camden Yards over by Utah Street to tie the game up. Young Jackson Holliday is on a war path. Jackson Holliday, I think, should be an all-star. Was close in the voting, but might have got snubbed. But yeah, that kid is legit. Clay Holmes has hit a wall. This is Prey Holmes. I was told that Clay Holmes would have a better season than Max Fried. I don't know. Somebody said that on WFAN. But Clay Holmes is now hitting that halfway point of the season as a starter. Tonight he goes out there. He has a little bit of trouble having some flashbacks to his Yankee time down there in Baltimore. Hit batters, blown games. He goes 5 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, 5 earned. Only 1 walk, keeping the walks down, 5 Ks. And I think he had 87 pitches. But yeah, with Clay Holmes right now, you're kind of wondering, how much longer can he keep starting games? Is he going to move to the bullpen? What are they going to exactly do with Clay Holmes? And, I mean, it's not a panic situation, and they bailed him out tonight. And he did have some good moments, but he unraveled a little bit, and the bats came alive late. And the whole game really happened, as I go back to this box score, between the 6th inning and the 8th inning. The Mets come alive a little bit to put 2 runs on the board in the 6, and it's the baby Mets. Ronnie Mauricio, Brett Beatty, and then Brandon Nimmo gets involved, and the Mets take the lead 2-1. So you're kind of feeling like, okay, here they are. They're back in this one. But then Baltimore answers, and it's like, all right, the Orioles, Jackson Holliday hit by pitch, Jordan Westberg single, Gunnar Henderson single, Ryan O'Hearn double. The Orioles kind of get after it a little bit with Clay Holmes. And then Dickie Loves Ladies comes in to replace him. And you're kind of in a spot where it's like, ah, man, you can't lose to the Baltimore Orioles. You're thinking you go down to Camden Yards, first game of that series, can't drop to the 5th place team in the American League East. But fret not. After the Orioles tack on another one, the Mets blow it open in the top of the eighth. In the top of the eighth, Brandon Nimmo singles. Francisco Lindor continues to be back. He homers, his 18th homer. And it's 6-4 Mets, or 6-4 Orioles. Here come the make-it-happen Mets. Soto singles. Soto has a three-hit night tonight with the RBI to win the game. But here comes Paid Pete, Pete Alonso, a guy that we're going to talk more about, him being an all-star, him being a guy that they got to pay. And Pete stays on one on the outside and drives it to right center to tie the game. And now you've got a fresh ball game down to your last six outs. It's 6-6, and you're thinking, all right, not going to lose to the last place Orioles. And this is what the Orioles do. The Orioles have 40 wins. They're 40-50. They've got some young players trying to figure it out. And the Mets are able to figure it out with a great performance from their bullpen. Carrillo gives up one. Alex Carrillo, I think he was making his debut. But other than that, you know, Reed Garrett locks it down. Edwin Diaz locks it down. And Waskar Brazoban does what he has to do. And with Manfred's man on second, Juan Soto is able to first pitch swinging, drive that run in, and give you the lead. And that's all you would need to beat the Orioles tonight and keep the good vibes going as the Mets have bounced back from their little bit of a losing streak, their little bit of troubles, beating the Yankees over the weekend, going down to face another AL East opponent, knocking off the Orioles in that first game. And then tomorrow, you've got David Peterson going against Sugano, and you feel pretty good about that from what you last saw against Peterson. And Sugano is one who has given it up a few times this year. 888-808-1019. The Mets win 7-6 in 10 innings. Stay tuned for the big shot of the night. And yeah, Yankee fans that just listened to the call of that game in Yankee Stadium, that was a much needed night for the Yankee fan. That was a night that we had been waiting for now. It seems like a while. One, like back-to-back wins, you know, back-to-back wins for the first time since June 22nd. And a 10-run game for the first time since June 10th. And the Yankees had done this before all season. The Yankees, this is how the Yankees win, right? The Bronx Bombers hitting home runs. Like, that's what it's supposed to look like when a bunch of guys get hot and can hit the ball. But earlier today, this morning, Aaron Boone goes on Talking Yanks. And then Aaron Boone meets the media before the start of this homestand. And we learned this morning that Jazz Chisholm would go back to second base and Oswald Peraza was going to get the opportunity to start at third base. And I think a lot of us just felt like, okay, finally. I know I was on yesterday talking about how the Yankees die hard on their decisions with the roster and the lineup, and they do things until the very bitter dead end, until they absolutely can't do it anymore. And I think with the win on Sunday and the off day, they thought about it and they're like, this is the last week. And, you know, with also news of Mark Leiter Jr. going down, we'll talk about that. You saw Clark Schmidt in the dugout. Clark Schmidt, season's over. Like, if you're not going to have the pitching, you better have the defense and definitely have the hitting. You got to find ways to win. Enough with the feelings, enough with all of this other stuff. Like, if you're not playing your best players, what are we doing? And I know DJ LeMahieu had been going, you know, somewhat better at the plate. I think someone sent to me like, oh, he was 7-for-15. He's batting 260. I don't care about that. If you're watching the games, you can see that DJ LeMahieu is old. He's slow. He does not have range at second base. And for weeks now, a lot of us have been asking, why isn't he an option at third base? And what I told you was, he's cooked, bro. You think that he can throw from third base? You think that he could play the hot corner? They know that he can't. They know that he can't. And they admitted so today. Boone said today that it's physically a challenge for DJ to play third base. He expects him to be utilized primarily as a bat off the bench moving forward. Okay, that's fine. It took a little while to get here. They sacrificed some games and some plays and all these other things in between, but they got there. So what you got to see tonight, man, Jazz made some plays. Peraza made some plays. And the first run of the game a little bit of luck, an infield single, Peraza gets the Yankees on the board. And sometimes just scoring first, having a lead, sometimes just it coming from Peraza, the nine hitter, like that's enough to get the Yankees going against, you know, Logan Gilbert, who we learned tonight goes by the name of Walter. I guess that's an alter ego for him when he pitches. You know, Logan Gilbert, who's been going pretty good. The Mariners, they were just coming out of a series where they pitched three shutouts. They were just coming out of a sweep and coming into Yankee Stadium with Cal Raleigh, who the Yes Network cameras, they just could not keep the cameras off of Big Dumper's dumper. Y'all got no chill over there. It is what it is. You know, the Yankees had to do something. They had to change something, and they got the results that they wanted tonight. 888-808-1019. I was pleased watching this game. Like I said, it had been a minute since you could sit down and enjoy a Yankee win. There's so many little things. Like I mentioned, Peraza, who, you know, is usually an automatic out. For him to come up in that moment and have that single and score that first run, I felt like that was big. I felt like that was symbolic. I felt like that was good. Yeah, you give this guy an opportunity. And he made plays, man. He had a play going to, you know, over the shoulder in foul territory to make a catch. He had another play late in the game where he cut in front of Volpe, spun. Like, I'm like, bro, this guy with his glove, he can make it easier for Volpe. And then obviously the tandem of Jazz and Volpe up the middle. Like, that's who you got to go with. DJ LeMahieu not being able to get to some routine ground balls. It's not worth having him in the lineup at the nine-hitter spot. You got to go with the better defense, especially when you don't have the hitting. 888-808-1019. So, you know, Giancarlo Stanton, another guy that we got to get going. His first at-bat was weak. But in the bottom of the six, Stanton homers. And we're like, okay, there it is, right? And you're watching the game, and there's a rain delay. And you're kind of wondering what's going to happen with Will Warren, what's going to happen with Logan Gilbert. They both come out. It wasn't that long of a delay. Just one of those kind of Bronx storms that passes. And you guys know if you've been to the ballpark. There also was a proposal that went on. And kind of strange enough, like Buddy came down to the first row with his girl. Wasn't his seats. But, you know, after the, you know, rain delay, he came down and he proposed in the sixth inning. And after that, it was like, I don't know, some proposal power, something the Yankees got going. We'll talk about that, guys. I don't think you should be proposing to your girl at the game unless your girl is an absolute diehard Yankee fan. I know if my wife was presented a ring at Yankee Stadium, she would have been mad. She wouldn't have liked it. She would have been tight about it. And watching that video, I just pulled it up right now. The guy drops to one knee. It seems like the chick is frozen. He grabs her hand to, like, put the ring on her hand. Listen, if you're going to do it at the stadium, which somebody's getting proposed to at the stadium every month, make sure you get them to put it up on the big screen. Make sure you pay to get the message on the big screen. And the Yankees got the message, you know. Like I said, Logan Gilbert, after the rain delay, he gives up the homer to Stanton. And I noticed G with a little bit of stubble. I noticed G with a little bit of a beard because he can grow one. It's fine. And Logan Gilbert ends up giving it up. Bottom of the six, single, single, homer, walk, double, homer. And the Yankees are able to go out there and turn the stadium up after a little bit of a delay. The Yankees are able to show everybody, like, hey, this is still who we are. This is what Aaron Boone is talking about when he says we're the best team in the league. This is what we're capable of, a five spot in the six, or a five spot in the six, a four spot in the seven to blow that game open. Wells homers for the third straight day. And, like, if you remember last season, Wells getting hot, that was crucial for the Yankees. He was hitting behind Judge. He was batting cleanup. This guy was making a push towards being the AL Rookie of the Year. We need Wells to lock in, and I guess all he needed was a little bit of time off, you know, with the little bit of a scare that he had with the circulatory issue he had with his fingers. Whatever it is, it's working. He's hitting homers. He's seeing the ball well. All he needed was a little bit of a break and reset. You know, in the seventh inning, Jazz had this play, and like, I'm just looking at Peraza and Jazz and the infield defense tonight, and I'm like, This is what it's supposed to look like. And I don't know. I'm sure they love DJ LeMahieu. It's business. It's not personal. I'm just thinking, like, these guys know this, right? Jazz was quoted pregame. They asked Jazz about his defense at second. And Jazz is he's a quote machine. You know, Jazz goes out there and says he's a elite defender, elite slugging, fast, great defense. I don't know what else to tell you. Sounds like a complete player to me. Like, Jazz is happy to be back at his true position. And I think the Yankees felt like, okay, we just did something to make the team better. And they all came through. Judge came through. All rise. Judge hits a bomb. Had me hyped because I'm like, yo, he homers before Cal Raleigh does. He's coming for Cal Raleigh's spot. He's within one away. Belly with his hitting streak. He stays hot. A three-hit night for him. Goldie finding it again. Goldie Knox, a three-hit night for him with two ribbies. Everybody got some. Everybody got some tonight. It was a good win, and good to see them win at home in front of the Yankee fans against a good Mariners team. But, like, I've seen them beat the Mariners, and I think that, you know, taking that first one bodes well, as we're going to see Cam Schlittler. And I nominate Jeff Hartlieb to be the guy sent packing for Cam Schlittler to come up. He made me so mad. He made me so mad because as I'm just talking about Cal Raleigh and Judge and the back and forth, all right, you give up a couple runs, but then you give up the homer to Cal Raleigh. Do you have to give the guy the homer back that Judge just hit? We're trying to get Judge to catch this guy. We're thinking triple crown with Judge, but yeah, I think that might be the last you see of Jeff Hartlieb, but whatever. All is well. That ends well. The Yankees are able to shake hands. Back-to-back wins seems like too long since they've been able to string together back-to-back wins. They play Frank. The Yankee fans sing, and we start a homestand up 1-0. 888-808-1019. Props to Will Warren doing his thing. 5 2/3, coming back out after the delay. Only four hits, four Ks. Tim Hill with the defense behind him goes an inning in a third. Ian Hamilton to Scott F. Ross. Good. You can save some of the higher leverage guys and you know, look at the bullpen budget for the rest of the week and feel good about that. Let's get to a call before we get to the break. I think I can take a couple calls here. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. The Mets win, the Yankees win. We'll start there. We'll get to Mike Brown and his press conference, introduced as the 32nd head coach of your New York Knicks. But yeah, let's enjoy the baseball conversation. Call me up with your thoughts and your questions about the players, about the team, and about the series we're in. Let's go to Richie out on Staten Island. What's up, Richie? You're first on the Fan.
What's up, my man? How's your night going?
Good. I'm in a way better mood because I've been coming in here after losses, and there's nothing to smile about, nothing to be happy about. Tonight is a much better feel.
I know, man. What a mess out there, but it was a big win tonight. I'm in a fantasy league, and I needed some pitching. I'm doing my research. So it was between my man Cam Schlittler tomorrow, and I've been hearing a lot of good things about the kid Emmett Sheehan from the Dodgers. I did some research on Cam, and I'm nervous because, I mean, you look at his stats, subpar 3 ERA, 100 strikeouts, 75 innings pitched, but he got absolutely shelled in his last AAA start that they were saying, I read the article, I don't know how accurate it was, that he was literally like gave up on the mound and he was looking at the dugout for the coach to take him out. Do I think he was doing that because he knows he's getting called up? I don't know, but he got absolutely shelled and they said he looked absolutely lost. But the stats say otherwise. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully he can survive 3, 4, maybe 5 innings. Hopefully the Yankees save some runs and some home runs for tomorrow. I just want to say that, you know, the minor leagues are the minor leagues. Like, we just saw Frankie Montas have, and I know he's a veteran, but we saw him have a terrible showing in the minor leagues and then come up and be solid in his first outing. You can't predict baseball. Fingers crossed that this kid comes up and he's fired up and motivated in Yankee Stadium to have a good enough showing, and the Yankees bats and defense have his back.
My man, I agree. Well, I claimed him on the waivers. It clears tomorrow. Let's hope he gives me some points.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Richie. I mean, these are spot starts. We saw Allen Wynans against Cincinnati. He was going well for a couple innings. They got to have a quick hook on the guy. You were able to get this win tonight, which I felt like was vital and important before you have a spot start from Cam Schuettler. That name is always going to trip people up. Just call him Cam S. Cam. I don't know. Schuettler. I just hope that this guy can survive a couple innings, and then we'll see what happens with the bullpen, and we'll see what happens with the bats. They got to hit. If they can hit tomorrow against Logan Evans, then Cam Schuettler should be all right. They put up 10 runs tonight. I expect them to follow up tomorrow. Like I said, hopefully they save something for tomorrow for this kid's debut, but I can't go off of what he did in the minors. It's a different adrenaline rush. It's a different stage. It's a different thing. It's a dream come true for this kid to come into Yankee Stadium and get an opportunity to rock with these Yankees tomorrow. Positive energy, positive vibes, and fingers crossed that he doesn't get shelled and he doesn't get rocked in his first outing, and that the Yankees bats and defense can pick him up as well. Darren is in East Islip on the Fan next. What's up, man?
Hey, Keith. How are you, man? Good to hear you.
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
I'm just driving home on coming back from the game, and it just felt great to obviously be at the stadium. Stanton coming up there with the three-run homer really got everybody going, Judge with the home run. But I wanted to just make one quick point with Volpe. It seems like he's just trying to pull the ball and swing out of his shoes instead of just going to right field or trying to put the ball on the ground. Do you think he's pressing a little bit?
Of course he's pressing.
Think the Yankees are just...
He rolled over
one. Do you think
one.
The Yankees are just telling him, listen, you know, just hit home runs and get RBIs? Because, I mean, he's doing that good, but...
Oh, I feel not, like... I'm sure the Yankees are telling him a bunch of things to try and help him out, but once you get in that box, it's you versus the pitcher, and nobody can help you out. He did drive in a run that first yep. that first time, but, I mean, there was another opportunity, of course, he got... with runners on, and I felt like he was trying to pull the ball, and he just rolled it over. It's just a ground out. And you know
At least the last one, he popped out to the right fielder. Maybe that's just thought something.
On that pop-up, I think I even had it in my notes, and I tweeted it. Like, Wells homered, and he popped up, and I thought I heard boos, and I'm like, we're up 6-0, but the boo birds are yeah. out. Volpe is the whipping boy. He's been now for weeks. Fans are out to get him. I'm hoping that the kid comes out of it, has a big moment, hits a homer, has a 2-3-4 hit game or something. But yeah, I he's still pressing. I think everything is in his head, and he wants to do well. He wants to win. The Yankees win tonight, and there really isn't much ire that can be placed on him. But he's got to put together some consecutive good at bats, and you're still kind of wanting.
One last point with that guy Rally at the end of the game. You think Judge like said to the guy like, "Really, you're gonna throw a fastball right down the middle? Come on, man! Stadium, we could."
Was there a shot of them talking or something?
No, I'm kidding. I'm saying like it was 10-0 or whatever the score was, or 10-1. Obviously, the guy can't walk anyone. We're up 10-1, but really, it was just it was a great game. I don't want to take anything negative out of it, but. It would have been nice for Judge to just be one behind going into tomorrow. That's all.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Darren. Back to Volpe. It's just rough. He goes 0-for-4, and I think he grounded into like a fielder's choice earlier in the game that drove in a run. But his at-bats, just like I said, it's like he's pressing and – you're rooting for the guy because you want him to come out of it, right? If you root for the Yankees, you root for the laundry, you're rooting for all these guys. But I know there's a lot of you that aren't like that. I know there's some of you that just, I hate this guy. Get this guy out of my face. And like I said, the boo birds are out. I swear I heard a boo after Wells hit the homer and he popped out. I'm like, really? You're going to boo after we go up like that? But yeah, I don't know, man. He's got to figure it out. His average is down to 217. The defense was there tonight. You give him credit for that. Yeah, in the fifth, Anthony Volpe grounds into a force out. Second baseman, Cole Young, Paul Goldschmidt, the third, Austin Wells out. So he didn't drive in a run. I don't know what I was thinking. Oh, he moved the runner. He moved the runner. And then Peraza came up and drove in the run. I don't know. I'm trying to give him something. I'm trying to give him some. As you look at the box score, you're up 0 for 4. Not a walk. Got to work some walks, too. No ribbies. But no biggie. No biggie, like Positive Tommy says. And then with Cal Raleigh, like I said, with Jeff Hartley, man. Bro, don't give him a pitch to hit. Didn't you just see Judge hit that one out to be within one of them? And he gave that back to, like, I think that's a fireable offense. You gave this guy a pitch to hit. He cranked that one to the second deck. It bounced from, like, 205 to 207.